Welcome to Through the Bible with Dr. Troy Walls. Today's Bible lesson is on the Holy Spirit, We speak quite a bit on the Father and the Son of the Holy Trinity, but how much thought do we give to the Holy Spirit in our everyday affairs? The very first thing the Holy Spirit does is enlighten a person. This is the first thing he does when he converts a soul. I want to read you something out of the Bible in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8. The Bible said, For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Now we as God's born-again children do not know who is saved and who is not saved. If we question in our heart if they are or are not, does that mean we let it slide, let someone else be a witness, or go about our merry way unconcerned, saying to ourselves, well, God is the only one that knows for sure their salvation, so I'll just let him take care of it. When John said in 1 John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, that meant that the entire Trinity was the Word, not just the Father and the Son, but the Holy Spirit also. So, when the Holy Spirit tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, that we are not in the light if we do not walk as children of light, I want to read that to you again, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That should be a clear-cut answer for the children that are in the light. We, as the children of the light, should pay closer attention to the working of the Holy Spirit. If someone shows up in church on a rare occasion but does not live their life as a true born-again Christian for a week or a month, that is a sure sign that you have the green light to witness to that person, not just ignore or be unconcerned. Now, this may be hard to believe, that there are actually some churchgoers that backslide on God. Quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's not my job. That is the preacher's job. No. If you are one of God's children, then you have the responsibility to lead someone the right direction if he or she is trying to live another way. That is not being a judge. I want to read you something out of the book of James, beginning in chapter 1, verse 8. James chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 1, verse 22. James 1:22. Bible says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 5, verse 20. James 5:20. Let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I want to see how many believe this next verse in James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. As I was saying, we need to pay attention to the working of the Holy Spirit. Be aware if someone has a physical problem or a mental issue going on or a spiritual issue. Why? Because it is important. First of all, we need to be concerned about someone besides ourselves. Don't ever make the mistake because someone has a mental issue going on that they are a nutcase. A mental issue is as real as any physical issue. My family was very familiar with that. My father at times had a problem with it. Why? Because he was shot pretty bad in the Korea War and was in the hospital for 6 months was shell shock after a grenade landed next to him, yet he was one of the smartest men I ever knew. He was mechanically gifted and could fix anything. He would give you the shirt off his back. Isn't it funny how people can do 10,000 things right, but people only remember the negative? I don't care who it is, but anyone can be de-stressed the Bible way. And we as God's children can help by being aware. Here is something I wish everyone could remember. Never be too heavenly minded for any earthly good. I'm going to say that again. Never be too heavenly minded for any earthly good. Here is a verse that goes along with what I've been talking about perfectly. I'm in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. It did not say think about it. He said do it. That is where we get in trouble many times. We think too much. Obeying the truth through the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you be more aware of other people's lives. It is not all about us. Many have that attitude. The greatest feeling you could ever have is when you do something for someone else. Think about that. Pray the Holy Spirit will help you be more aware, because there are many, because of their personality, would never give a clue that they had a problem for fear of ridicule and or indifference. Look, we have to look out for one another. Who else are they among men? I want to read you a verse out of 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Remember, when we said to walk as children of light, not only will we have fellowship one with another, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Do you remember when we said earlier to be doers of the word? Here is another verse that goes along with that. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. What good would it do a person if they constantly heard the law, listened to God's word, yet never made a move to act on it? It would not help them one bit. I have said this from day one. God will react according to our faith. We will react according to our faith. Basically, if we never moved or react, our faith is a dead faith. A dead faith does not improve yourself or others. I'm in the book of James chapter 2, verse 26. James chapter 2, verse 26. Bible says, for as a body without the Spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Now, this is not talking about salvation, but it is talking about after salvation. The true born-again children of God will have a desire to work for the Lord. But it is difficult for a person that is not saved to understand that. As the body apart from the Spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. There are those, even in the Baptist community, especially those that believe you can lose your salvation, also believe that you have to maintain your works to keep your salvation. Not true. And I believe they get this from this verse right here. The book of Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. Book of Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. It says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Now that does not mean that if you stop doing good works, you will lose your salvation. Because if you do stop, God will do something to get your attention. In other words, chastise, or you will lose rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. Once saved, always saved. How much would you have to do to maintain your salvation? I'm in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. The book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Once you are saved, you have a desire to work for the Lord. Also, some Baptist Bible believers think this is another verse where you can lose your salvation. Do you know how I know they are wrong? Because they can take the Bible out of context and not compare Scripture with Scripture in the next verse. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Now, how long is everlasting salvation? It never stops. It lasts for all eternity. And the Gentile was drafted into this same salvation. Once you become born again, you're saved for all eternity. If you backslide on God, He will either get your attention through chastisement or take you out of this world. So it will benefit the saved to never be part of this world. We might be in this world, but we are not of this world. You know, I love the church, and I'm talking about the true born-again believers across the earth. But here's what bothers me about this same group of people. They are gradually losing the art, the doctrine of separation. They are not practicing the doctrine of separation. I call them blender Christians because they are blending in with the world. The false teachers, the false believers are making an impact on the church. We are acting more and more like the world through our speech, through our dress, through our standards, through our entertainment. Yes, entertainment. I'll give you an example. The fellow said the other day, he said, I don't want to mingle with the bluegrass crowd. Guess what? Nothing wrong with that. That is practicing the doctrine of separation. I like bluegrass, and many of you probably do, but it's still entertainment, and you can keep it separate from the things of God. We do not sing to entertain ourselves. We sing spiritual songs to praise the Holy God. Another example, now you may be a big fan, but Dolly Parton will lead you to believe she's a great Christian, but she holds gay parades on Main Street, Dollywood. That is blasphemy. I will not subject my family being there witnessing that and supporting her business for my entertainment. Not going to happen. A person said one time, how about when you cannot go into a grocery store without seeing a beer? Do you stop going to the store? Now, there is a difference in survival and entertainment. And God knows that you know the difference. You do not have to buy the beer, and you do not have to be entertained in certain places. What we need to do as a church is quit justifying or compromising, or a better word, obedience. Just behave like God said, and it'll be all right. Oh, buddy, you're just an old fuddy-duddy grandpa who don't know anything. I might be, but I believe the old path will keep us going the right direction. All I am saying is practicing the doctrine of separation and be a separated people. Don't be like, act like the world. Their way is not the right way. God's way is. Now, I don't expect to win a popularity contest, and you should not either, especially if you're telling the truth, because people don't want to hear the truth. They might have to change their lifestyle. Can we become a holy people? Yes, we can, if we try. Here is another question of the century, which is what is your authority? God or His Word? God and His Word or man? That should not be hard to figure out when God does not lie, but man does. I'm thankful that in the Bible Belt there are some solid preachers in the Word of God. But don't ever believe just because they are titled a preacher of the word makes them one, because some are out there in left field. Let me give you an example about the Holy Spirit. I have heard preachers preach that when the rapture takes place, the Holy Spirit will disappear. As far as the believers leaving this earth and taking the Holy Spirit that is within them would be correct. But the Holy Spirit will not disappear. How do I know this? For several reasons. After God created the heaven and the earth, what immediately followed? The Holy Spirit moved across the face of the waters. It is the glue that holds everything together. We can be talking about any part of the Trinity, and we are talking about the Creator. Even though the act of creating was delegated to the Son, the Holy Spirit comes along as the glue that holds the universe in place. The Holy Spirit is as much as the Trinity as the Father and the Son. During the tribulation period, the Holy Spirit will be active. You know how I know that? Because many will be saved during that time. And we cannot get saved without the moving of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is just as important as part of God the Father and God the Son. Or you can say God the Holy Spirit. It is difficult for our tiny little brains to understand how three can be one at the same time. That is what makes God unlike any other. That is what makes God like God. Now, I want to ask you a question here before I close. Are you 100% sure that you're going to go to heaven? Are you 35%, 55%? 75% or 99% sure that you're going to heaven? If you're 99% sure that you're going to heaven, that's not going to work. God wants you to know that you have eternal life. It says in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 15, it says that ye may know that ye have eternal life. But this is the first thing you've got to do. The first thing you've got to do is recognize that you are a sinner. We all fall short of the glory of God, the Bible says. So we all have to go to heaven the same way. And that is to recognize you're a sinner, then repent of that sin. Look, you can repent 1,000 times, won't do you one ounce of good until you actually change your ways. You've got to stop the whatever sin you're committing. You got to give it up. And then believe in the work of the cross. Believe that the Son of God came to this earth and died for our sins, was buried and rose again on that third day, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father today. You got to believe that with all your heart. Let him come into your life. Ask him, say, Lord, I'm sorry about my sin. I repent of my sin, and I'd like for you to come into my life and live there the rest of my days. And you know what he'll do? He'll do exactly that. God don't lie. He said, you ask and you shall receive. And I believe that. And so if you want to have eternal life, that's all you have to do. Recognize you're a sinner and turn to God and let him come into your life. And you'll be saved for all eternity. Those that are saved today, already a citizen of heaven. They just hadn't got there yet. Well, I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and we look forward to many more. You have a good day. God bless.